5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Chumba. Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
Experts are saying, do not do this. And I believe all of us probably do. And they say it is, quote, incredibly dangerous. Anybody know what it is?
Is it peeing in the shower?
Yes.
Wait, why is that? How is that dangerous?
Well, I'm going to tell you in a second.
There have been so many studies on whether you should or shouldn't pee in the shower.
I didn't know there were any. I thought this was one thing where it's like, if people said you shouldn't, it's because, well, they might think it's gross.
Like for hygiene.
Yeah, yes. I mean, gross maybe, but.
Malin?
I saw one girl who's a spray tan artist who she has to tell people not to pee in the shower however much time after a spray tan because it can make weird streaks down your legs.
That makes sense.
Oh, okay.
That makes a lot of sense.
Because like the water, you know, you're supposed to rinse off a spray tan so it'll stop developing at some point, but the like acidity of your pee takes away the
chemically
tan.
Reacts.
Okay,
somehow.
So really bad if you know had coffee and asparagus.
If you're comfortable answering this, ladies, how often do you go number one in the shower?
Every time.
Every time.
Really?
Unless I'm at somebody else's house. Every time.
Yeah. Then I don't do it at somebody else's house.
Why? Even though what difference would it make?
Yeah, I don't think it makes a difference. It's
There's
just a weird respect
water
thing.
In there.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't do it often. I'll usually pee before the shower anyway because the moment water starts running, I'm like, I got to pee. So I'll just sit on a toilet and pee. But it doesn't bother me if I pee in the shower. I just don't like the idea of it because I have a cloth shower curtain. And the splashback is weird to me.
Yeah.
Do you not have a
liner?
Plastic liner?
It's a cloth liner.
Oh, cloth liner too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I can wash it a lot easier.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't, that's probably the only reason is because I actually think about that. But the moment water starts running, I'm like, I got to pee.
Yeah. Say it's pee in the toilet. Especially bad for women, according to one person, because you're training your bladder that it's okay to empty while standing. This could cause further bladder leakage. To which one person wrote, my body created a human. It can tinkle wherever it wants to. All right. Well, that's fine.
I mean, they're not saying that you're not allowed to.
But
they're just telling you that.
But it's making your muscles looser.
Somebody else commented, so sitting too long makes my pelvic floor weaker. Am I actually supposed to not sit anymore? Am I allowed to do anything without being busybodied?
What's the other reason it's worse for women? Any other reasons other than we're standing?
It attracts bears.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A Houston OBGYN said, for one, it's not hygienic, but more important than that, it destroys your pelvic floor, and it also creates mental associations where you hear running water, and all of a sudden you need to run to the bathroom. Now, I have that because that's how, apparently, my parents potty trained all of us. Is that what you do, Kelly?
I don't think that's how they potty trained me. I just think, especially thinking about getting into a shower is relaxing. I hear the, and then I always think, well, if I start up the shower, by the time I pee, I've already got my pants off now, and then I just got to take my shirt off, and then the water's warm, and then I just get in, and I don't have to pee in the shower.
That is, I'll pee before, but as soon as I get in the water, it's like, nah, I had a little bit more.
So my parents
let it out, girl.
Would turn on the faucet, not all the way, but just enough so that it sounded roughly the same.
Okay.
They Pavloved us, and then every time we'd go for a walk back to the creek, as soon as I got near the creek and could hear it, I'd be like, I got to pee.
Yeah, what a weird trigger for your brain.
Even now, as an adult, there's plenty of time. I can be at McDonald's, and if it's quiet and somebody starts getting a soda and you hear it running into the cup, I'll be like, I just went. Are you serious? And it'll get stuck in my head. They say it's also dangerous for men. Okay. Sitting is the most efficient way of going number one if you're men, whether you're in the woods or in the shower or wherever. They said sitting, and so they're saying you should sit down when you go number one anyway.
What?
They say standing while urinating for men puts them at risk of benign prostatic hyperplasia, which occurs when the prostate gland surrounding the tissues expand, then obstructs the urethra. Then they the end of the article says, don't forget, I know you don't want to sit while you pee, because in Germany, those who don't stand to relieve themselves are called Sitzpinklers, a slur implying they're wimpy or effeminate.
Oh, yes. Sitzpinkler.
Sitzpinkler.
I dated a Sitzpinkler.
You did?
Yeah. Every time I'd use the bathroom after him, the seat was warm, and I'm like, I can't smell anything. I know you didn't number two in here. And I finally asked, I was just like, hey, do you sit to pee? He was like, yeah. I was like, why? He's like, I'm lazy. I don't feel like standing right now. Okay.
I do sometimes.
But I think that trends more towards the German definition, and I don't want to keep saying it because I know I'm going to slip up and say something bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree.
How lazy do you have to be? To me, it takes more effort to sit and then stand back up than it does to just stand there for 20 seconds and pee and then be on my way. Yeah. I mean, I don't mind sitting to do it. I mean, but usually that's when there's something else involved.
See, even if I were a dude, standing is weird to me because the splashback would, like, especially if the stream is strong. I see the little puddles on the toilet seat when people don't wipe afterwards.
Yeah.
That is like, ugh.
Usually I would stand facing the water. And so then it runs down into the drain anyway.
Well, don't you always stand facing the water?
No,
the
most
toilet?
Of the shower. Oh, no, I'm talking about in the shower.
Oh, I'm talking about standing over a toilet.
Over a toilet, I always stand facing the toilet.
I was really confused. I'm like, oh, this is going to be something else we just found out.
I definitely thought you meant in the shower.
No, I lean my butt against the tank. I like the coolness on my cheeks.
I shoot it down.
Yeah, I sit on the tank and down.
Yeah, of course.
I kind of want to try that. I don't.
He'll be curious.
Cold. Should,
yeah, it would be. I don't want to do that.
Really cold.
Well, good luck to everyone who's ready to do that.
Yeah, apparently, we all pee wrong.
Great.
How often do you pee sitting down if you know you only have to pee?
Never.
Never ever?
No.
It's freeing. Steve?
I just don't see the point. I'm in there. I got to go. Now I'm going to leave. I don't know. It's just an extra step to like fully take down my pants and sit down. And
sometimes I like to relax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe here's when I'll do it. Like if I see that I have an email that I have to answer that I'm dreading, I'll go, all right, I'll go pee and answer this email. And then I'd start. And then I end up doom scrolling. And when I get up, my feet are asleep and I fall in the shower and crack my head open. That could happen. Not so far.
See, I save that for the dookie.
Yeah.
See, we talk about like dating ex. And just picturing a guy sitting down and tucking his little friend in to then, like, tucking it down into the bowl, I'd be like, I will never have sex with you again. you do that.
Where do you think it goes when we take a poo?
On your lap.
What? What are you talking about?
Just hold it there like a hot dog on the rollers?
Yeah, like when you do number two, do you not almost always do a little number one as well? So do men. It would be pretty weird if we number two'd and then had to shoot up and turn around and then pee downward.
You got to do it like a fountain in the front yard.
We lay it on our leg. It dangles. It goes between. It hangs down there. Same.
Oh, that's weird. Well. The fact that it just dangles there while you're pooping is so...
That's where it is. I know every man you've ever been with, your brothers, your dad, that's where the dong is.
Stop it, you
crossed
the line.
So does your number two ever bonk your dong?
Yeah.
Yeah, for real.
No.
Never?
Where do you think the number two comes
forward?
Out?
Yeah.
No.
Does yours go forward like a missile from a...
Are you hitting the front of a submarine?
Do you beach one? Are they all flat on the front end?
I'm asking these questions because I don't know about male bits. I know enough about mine and what happens with mine.
Okay, no, I don't think, I would guess that no one has ever hit their crank with the face of yesterday's Whopper.
No. I don't think so. I mean, you'd have, maybe if you had a Jonah Falcon dong or something, but
yeah.
Then, but then you have other problems because you're touching water every time.
Yeah.
So, no, that does not happen. Based on
good to know.
Based on the way that a body contorts, the dong would be here, Maitland, and the hole is back here. So they don't really touch.
I can't believe you just won trivia.
Yeah.
question like that.
It's a fair, but if you don't know, you don't know.
I really just wanted an excuse to say bonk your dong. That's how I'm going to play it off.
All right. let's all vote. Does Tommy P sitting down?
Yeah. Mm, no, because he wants to be done fast so he can get back to Pokemon. And
I'm going to say sometimes.
I think sometimes.
I'm going to say about 15% of the time.
Like if he's busy on his Game Boy. Tommy?
Yeah.
Not my Game Boy. How'd you know?
That's the part you have a problem with.
Yeah, if I'm not in a hurry, I'm sitting. Like, I'm just hanging out. I don't got to pee and go nowhere. But if I'm, you know, if I'm waiting for the water to warm up, I'll take a little pee quick and then get in. I don't pee in the shower, though.
Have you ever sat down on the toilet without having to go to the bathroom, but you just sat down for a break and still took your pants off, Tommy?
Take my pants all the way off?
Yeah, like just in case you have to go, but you really don't, but still wanted a break.
Well, number one, I never take my pants all the way off when I'm going to the bath, when I'm taking it.
Pull them down.
Yeah, okay. Well, dude, I have a coworker who very passionately told us about how he always takes all of his clothes off when he takes the number two. And I'm like, even at work, he goes, oh, yeah. And I'm like, what?
Well, who was this?
That guy I used to work with.
Oh. Wait.
Okay, now it's Hosh.
Right. I bet his sits on his lap.
Uh-huh.
And I bet it's on like a velvet pillow.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, no, I sit. I'm happy to sit, you know?
Yeah.
But I think we haven't talked about the unspoken struggle of when your little friend down there is really happy. And you have to sit and pee, and it's just the.
Then you can't.
You have to poop too. Oh my gosh, it's the hardest thing in the world. No
pun
intended.
Does going number two turn you on?
Yeah.
It doesn't for you?
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.